That's right. Midnight Mondo, starring Ogden Etzel. I'm your studio host, Otis 12, and back there it's Diver Dan Doomy.
That is I.
Hey, what's going on tonight, Diver Dan?
Hey, tonight we've got a message for all the folks from Ma Bell, that big mother in the sky.
Hey, that's right, and no more jokes about dead personalities. Of course, John Denver is on the show tonight, and well, that's close. Hey, what do you say, Diver Dan?
Hey, we're going to take a look at the college of the 50s, end of the 90s, I think.
Oh, and everything you've always wanted in a radio show, but probably not.
Hey, later on tonight, Richard Dreyfuss, the Richard Dreyfuss, has a close encounter with some nerve gas right here, live for a while at least, on Midnight Mondo.
Midnight Mondo. Have a good time. Mondo, Mondo.
It's Adnan, spelled
backwards. And everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush, you buy, I'll buy you this and that. You'll hear a daddy say,
"Don't know the baby words." Goes home.
All right.
Yeah. Hello. Biff. Yeah, Biff. Is this Biff Johnson in A&M Records? Hey, how you doing, Biff? What's happening? Yeah, this is Bart Betelgeuse over here at Typically Corrupt Productions. Yeah, you know, I got an act for you, man, and I think you're going to really dig him, you know?
All right, the chick singers want some.
I know, man. I know the last act I gave you was a drag, man. I didn't know they were going to decapitate the iguana, man, and I know it was a drag at the dinner theater and everything.
Put the picture through the window.
Yeah, okay, man. Hey, can you hold them? I'm talking to Kim, you know?
From
A&M Records,
sure,
so sure. Cool it, man. Okay. Yeah, I know it's... Hey, man, punk rock bombed down on me, man. I didn't know it was going to happen. You know, I'm on top of most of all the trends, you know, and I've been on... Yeah, well, punk didn't happen. I got it now, though. We got the new act, man. We got the new wave. I mean, you know, not to sort of a little pun there, you know, the new wave. Hey, this is the thing that's going to make it, man. It's called punk pop. Can you dig that, man? Can you dig it? It's halfway between Sid Vicious and Debbie Boone. Can you dig it? Yeah. Well, I got a great act. What's your name?
My name's Deadly Boone.
Oh, man. Deadly Boone. Yeah, Deadly Boone, man. I'm real hot on this Deadly Boone. He's a real good
Deadly
friend of mine.
Boone.
Deadly Boone, man. He's got his song here. We're going to cut it right now. I'll hook the phone up. Listen to this, man. You're going to really dig it. We're ready for the cut here at Typically Corrupt Studios. Okay.
One.
Are you ready? You guys ready now? Can you count that down? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Count it down.
Go.
Punk pop. You're going to dig this, man. Just listen to it. Listen to it, man.
In the still of the night, as I dress in my in the still of the night, are we not men? We are corporate wealth.
Your corpses ooze nitro.
Okay, man, forget it, man. He hung up on us, man.
Burning tar.
Hey.
Flaming.
Hey, man. Hey, Deadly. Deadly.
3, 2,
Deadly.
Oh, my
Deadly.
Nodes.
Deadly.
Yeah.
He's not going to buy it, man.
He's not going to buy
it. We got to come up with something else.
Punk pop. How about that?
Punk pop ain't going to make it, man.
All right. How about the adventure scam we were going to do?
Oh, hey. What was that?
That was...
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Elton John.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love his hair, man. God, hope he doesn't have a heart attack.
This is Midnight mondo. Out of high school, searching for the right college. Well, whether you've graduated or just plain been booted out, try the University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia. It's got what you're looking for in a college. We've got buildings, lawns, a nitrogen-oxygen mix atmosphere, 14 taverns within walking distance, and an Air Force ROTC program that makes direct flights to Mexico daily. Plus, you'll get discipline. Lots of discipline.
Oh, that's just what I need!
All at the University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia, where you're not just another number, you're color-coded and voice-printed. The University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia, on a beautiful 18-acre shell-pocked campus covered with verdant moss, overlooking the nuclear waste disposal caves south of friendly Fort Hemophilia, Iowa.
University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia Bleeders Football Highlight Show is on the air. Bleeders Highlights with Coach Tom Outboard. Coach Tom Outboard couldn't be with us this week, of course. You all remember, after the devastating loss to the Alabama Sluggos, 78-0 last weekend, Tom was brutally assassinated in the student union. But Bleeders Highlights will continue next week with new head coach Barry DeSwisher and his bodyguard.
Is DeSwisher here? He's had it!
He's not here, man.
Where's my scholarship?
Where is he?
Hey, hold it.
Get him! The
hold
crown it. Promised
get,
me a scholarship.
Give the guy a chance.
I'm glad to have hold a scholarship.
It.
I want a scholarship.
Not me,
now.
Man. I'm just the announcer,
I
man.
Mean,
he's the
announcer!
Coach!
Give me a scholarship! Give me a scholarship!
All right. Hey, he's over at the student union. Let's go.
I'm going to get him.
Bleeders Highlight Football will... No. Oh, wait a minute. Bleeders Football Highlights will continue next week.
They left me behind, man.
Hey. Hey, this is the voice of the University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia. This is KLOT, Clot Radio, voice of the Bleeders. My name's Randy Dillfinger, and I've got all the music for you right here on KLOT. I'll be back with more, but right now a special announcement from the KLOT News Service. We take you to Rasputin Memorial Student Union and the Hemostat Lounge, where incoming new president Laszlo Android is addressing the students.
Could I have your attention? Could I have your... Anyway, this I'm Dr. Laszlo Android, president of the University of Idaho at 40... What?
Iowa.
President of the University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia. I haven't been here long, so maybe you, the incoming fresh people, and me, the incoming fresh president, can learn and do whatever on earth it is we do. But that's what we're... Do I have the ketchup? Oh, I'm sorry, here. But that, I guess. Our football team, I understand, played many games in the past, and we hope to play more in the future.
Hey, Harvey, you were drunk last night.
Our tuition is going, well, we better not go into the tuition right now. We have very loose restrictions on dorm visitation. Dean Fenwick, your secure Dean Fenwick. Excuse me. We have loose restrictions on dorm visitations and absolutely no campus security. Please enjoy yourselves at Fort Hemophilia. It's very nice and you'll learn something anyway, I'm sure. Can I have the ketchup back?
Uh-huh. This is Otis 12 setting sail for Bora Bora in the South Pacific with a suitcase full of wholesale diamonds, reminding you to practice with that pocket calculator. Work your way up to an IBM 360. Know your remote terminal and reprogram your neighborhood bank. Then you can be just like me, sitting in this dingy little studio playing with sound effects records. This is Midnight Mondo. Bon voyage. I know you're out there having a party. Well, we can have one on Midnight Mondo, too. This is our party, listening to your party on Midnight Mondo. Pass the paper hat, would you?
We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch, two unemployed camel barbers and gasoline tasters, for another episode of What's On?
My shirt is orange, my eyes are yellow, my shoes are vivid grayish pink.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, Punch, that's nice. Bye now.
Hey, where are you going, Newt?
I'm going down to the drugstore to apply for a job as a computer technician.
Newt, what you going to the drugstore for to apply to a job as a computer technician when you ought properly to be going to the computer store?
Because I'm afraid that the Camp David initiatives may fail.
Oh.
Well, what's on the tube there?
If you're going somewhere, Newt, why do you want to know what's on the tube? Well, it ain't like you're going to be here.
Just feel better if I knew the TV was going. You see, when the Ruskies dropped a big one on us, I want to be there.
Oh, why didn't you explain it like that in the first place, Newt? 25-inch
color tube, you know.
You convinced me, Newt. Shut up now.
Slamming down the window, right?
All right, I'm going to look in the TV index here. A variety show.
Oh, that's variety.
The captain in the field.
Oh,
the captain takes off his hat to reveal his head shaped like a Xerox 360 copier. A field sings a medley of construction noises.
360 copier, that's got to be a repeat. What else is on?
Well, let's see. Here's a situation comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Malice.
Oh, yeah. I like that's with the Dirty Diner. Sort of makes me feel at home, right?
Yeah, I did like our ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Mel sells Malice and Violet and Matilda to a white slavery ring.
Ooh, right.
But overcharges them, so they burn down the diner and hack Mel to bits.
No, not enough violence. Not enough violence. Can we watch a rerun of Mannix or something?
I knew it. We never watch nothing. Well, good thing the TV don't work.
Well, what are you all dressed up for, Bunch? You look like you got a date with a painted desert.
Well, you're pretty close, Newt.
Hmm.
I'm going to go wrestle with a helicopter and take a movie star out to lunch.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a date with Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Newt, you ain't got no date with no Farrah Fawcett no Majors.
Sure I do, Bunch. Just look in the closet.
Newt, I don't want to look in the closet. If you think you got to have a date with Farrah Fawcett Majors just because I got a date with a beautiful starlet, I'll let you get away with it, Newt.
I ain't kidding, Bunch. I ain't kidding. Just look now. Look in here. See that?
Newt.
Ain't she pretty?
No, that ain't Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Now, don't say that, Bunch. I know it's Farrah Fawcett Majors because her complexion's so smooth.
Besides,
look at that tank suit.
No, listen to me. That's Jimmy Carter.
The governor of Georgia?
Oh, we're in big trouble, Newt. What are we going to do now?
Well, close the door.
Oh.
See, he's gone.
You're right. That's pretty slick there, Newt.
Yeah.
Tune in next week for more of What's On. Meanwhile, remember, fluoride and bauxite are not the same thing. Beware of dishonest salesmen. Chew your fat thoroughly. And finally, people are starving in China.
Oh, yeah? Well, just name one. Go ahead. Not doing so well in Cleveland either.
Yes, it's that time of year again. The holidays approach. And you remember with fondness and love all those relatives and friends you left behind on your mad rush to success. Wouldn't you like to give Mom and Dad a call? Give Sis a ring on the phone. Visit your crippled Aunt Esther via telephone. Long distance, don't kid yourself, it's not nearly as good as being there.
Hey, remember, the phone company is the Band-Aid on America's conscience. This is Otis 12 saying, hiya, Mom, I'll get back to you. Call my service. This is Midnight Mondo.
It's time for Midnight Mondo's Fun with the Electronic Audience. Featuring Diver Dan Doomy.
A bum came up to me on the street the other day. He said, "Hi, I own that drugstore over there." Turned out he wasn't a bum after all. Hey, but listen, I don't get no respect. Just the other day, the gas company overcharged me. And hey, it sure is cold out, isn't it?
Uh-huh. How cold is it?
It's so cold, the birds have gone south for the winter. And I said to my secretary, "Take this down." I was holding a tube of Brill Cream at the time. Oh, it was disgusting. You know, but fewer people than ever have wives anymore.
Okay, Bernie. Okay, Sam, you ready to go here on Name That Song for big, big prizes? We're going to play this tune for you right now. Like you to name it for me, if you can.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. That's the worst guitar player I've ever heard in my life.
No criticisms. Let's name the tune.
Was he drunk?
He was born in summer.
Man, what are you playing tunes like this on this show? Wow. What, is this a producer's song or something?
It's time to bib.
Wow. Hey, I can name that. I can name that tune in 3 days, man. You know? God, it's...
Bernie, how long will it take you to name that tune?
I'll name that tune when hell freezes over. That is... Hey, that's funny, man. How's it sound at 78?
I think it is at 78.
Oh, hey, I know that. Heals all wounds. When I was a kid, there was a guy up the block named George. I hated him. But I don't mind him now. He had a sex change.
Live from the drainage ditch of downtown Fort Hemophilia, Iowa, it's Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network.
This is Nestor Neat. This is the news. The president, vacationing on St. Simon's Island off the coast of Florida, was swallowed by a whale again today. Secret Service agents on the scene say they became suspicious when the president's nose started getting longer. An intensive swimming party is underway. The Congressional Internal Security Committee has discovered that all the committee members are on the payroll of the Russian Secret Service. They have all announced they will seek asylum in the United States. Here's a Nestor Neat scoop. Our crack investigative reporting team has discovered that over 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered by water. A deeply placed source has told our news staff that hardly any of this water is fit for drinking, and it is so far away from population centers it can only be reached by boat. What is Congress doing about this? Who is responsible? You know. I know. The power-mad water brokers of Hong Kong have something up their sleeve. But where are they now? In Hong Kong, that's where. The market report, barrels and gilts charted an uneven course through the Midwest markets today and were arrested for drunken driving. Federal agents raided a packing plant today in Albuquerque, arresting 2 men and confiscating 6 butchered lambs. The men were charged with possession and intent to deliver. Well, another death in the news tonight. First Elvis, then Bing, then John Paul I. Now, in Detroit, dead at the age of 62 is William Bill Slats, an auto assembly line worker for the past 30 years. Bill was a nice guy. No statement from the White House as yet. And flags fly at full mast across the country. Well, scientists have linked concrete pavement to cancer. Doctors at Tennessee University linked the pavement to the cancer using a high-strength steel cable. And finally in the news, this bumper snicker that I saw tonight driving on the freeway on the way to work here at the studio, I pulled up behind a foreign car, and how many foreign cars we do seem to see on the roads these days in America. I saw the little bumper sticker, and it said, "If you're close enough to read this, eat boop." This is Nestor Neat, and this is the news.
It's Neato, it's Keno, the news with Nestor Neat. Oh, the news with Nestor Neat. Oh, the news with Nestor Neat. Oh.
This is Otis 12 at another cultural event. Buddy Rich versus Ginger Baker. And this is Midnight Mondo. Wow. Best drum solo since Inagata De Vida.
So, and what used to be considered proper is no longer proper. But listen to this. What used to be improper is not only proper now, it's day classy. So for those of you who can't remember which fork to use to dig the toast out of the toaster, here are a few tips.
Hey, it's now okay to throw salad around at wedding receptions.
Right.
The bride's family, of course, should all wear dresses identical to the bride's. That includes you, Bob. And the groom's family should wear no underwear.
Is that any romaine lettuce? All right. Hey, at funerals, it's still improper to ask the widow how much she wants for the body.
I'll give you $12.99.
Hey, however, offering a reasonable sum for the deceased supply of Bermuda shorts is okay.
$14.95?
Yeah.
It is Trey Gosh, a no-no, and a faux pas to bring an Arabian stallion to a lesbian costume party.
And when engaging the services of a private detective to tail your husband, you're a slob if you pack an equalizer.
I'm Tom Seaver, famous pitcher.
Me? I'm in. Famous crazy head of state.
Edie and I have absolutely nothing we like about each other except our taste for slight beer. Hi, Edie.
We like slight because it tastes great.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Edie. We like it because it's less filling.
No, tastes great.
It's less filling, Edie.
Listen, European fella. See tall man in white suit behind me?
Sure.
See tall man in whiter suit behind him with leopard?
Oh, yeah.
Not what you think.
Well, it tastes great, Edie.
Edie, you can call me Edie, or you can call me Amin, or you can call me Dada, or...
Slight beer. Everything you've always wanted in a beer, but not quite.
Yeah. This is the old cowboy speaking to you from way out here in western Uganda, where a men's a men. This is Midnight Mondo.
Well, I said it. Can I get my $50 now?
Midnight Mondo takes you into the void of outer space with Space Commander Whack.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off! Off to the stars! Come on, Stupid Larry. Bring the dead dog, would you?
Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they serve black ink with white wine and heckle canaries each day after lunch. Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Whack, Space Commander! Last time, you remember, the corkscrew people of Zootan had joined forces with the evil rootworm robots of Akron, Ohio, to shower deadly radioactive skyscrapers on New York City. Space Commander Whack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the dead Martian dog were on their way to Zootan to get out of the way.
Space Commander Whack! What is it, Stupid Larry?
You're bothering me again. Listen, I'm turning on the computer. Just wait now. Everything will be all right.
Oh, I can hardly wait, Space Commander
What do you want, Stupid Larry?
I think Glorf wants to go outside. Can I take him, huh? Can I take him outside?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry. Stupid Larry?
Yeah,
Glorf is outside. He just happens to be inside at the moment.
The inside he is in is outside the inside he's out of.
It's insidious.
Insanely so.
Indeed.
Space Commander Whack, When do we get to Zutan?
Well, what does the Chrono Vacuo Sausalito say?
Let me see. It says, Cubs 9, Mets 2 after 6.5 innings. Game delayed due to falling buildings.
Falling buildings? Well, then, it must be the Akron Worm Robots. Well, there's no time to lose, stupid Larry. Fire the Beta Laser Rockets.
Fire them at what?
Why, at the evil corkscrew people of Zutan, of course.
Where are they?
Well, I thought you knew.
Where's the compass? Lord, do you think a compass
You can't
anywhere?
Use a compass in
you
the magnetic
the compass,
void
you,
of space, stupid Larry.
What?
I'll have to think this through.
Oh, no.
Zutan is 7 light years past the star we call Star. What a dull name, Star. Boys and girls, if you can think of a name for our star, just put
space
it on a...
Commander Wack?
What?
I'm sorry for butting into your echo here, but we don't have time to go through this, boys
right,
and
right,
girls.
Right, 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 okay. We left Earth 2 light eons ago with an acceleration of 900,000 space gumps, which we maintain for 8 seconds, 2 yards, and a cloud of dust. If the moon is on the rise and Jane gives Dick 2 apples and love is lovelier the second time around, Zutan should be... Right there.
Where?
Never mind. Fire 1. Fire 3.
We got it, Commander Wack. We got it, we got it, we got it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We got it, we got it, we got it. We hit it, Commander Wack.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to carry the 2.
Huh?
That wasn't Zutan. That was the moon.
Our moon?
Well, it can't really be said that it was our moon, stupid Larry. It never really was ours, but rather it belonged to the family of nature. It was a cousin of space. Planetoids, meteors, asteroids, naturally turned to by primitive man
space
as
Commander
an object
Wack,
of worship
what are we
going to
do for love songs now? What else rhymes with June?
Well, you've got me there, stupid Larry.
Another question here, Space Commander Wack. Last week we got the sun. This week we got the moon. What are we going to do now? What's left?
Well, there isn't
got
much
the
left.
The sun in the morning and the moon at night. It's just wrong. It ain't true.
Except for that small planet down there, there's not much left.
What's that planet?
Oh, it's called Earth, I think.
What
Earth.
A dull name
dull
that
name.
Is.
Boys and girls, if you can think of a better name for Earth, just put it on a pressed platypus that you put into a cyclotron
Space
after...
Commander Wack.
Yes, stupid
Larry. I see an evil corkscrew person knocking on the window.
Tune in again next week for more of the adventures of Commander Wack, Space Commander.
Gadzooks.
Well, it looks like time has come to an end here on Midnight.
Oh, what did you say?
Oh, my watch has stopped. My goodness, the clock on the wall stopped. Yes, time has come to an end on Midnight Mondo.
As we know it.
As we know it, that's right. Midnight Mondo starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, that's Diver Dan Doomy, and Steve Sleeper at the controls. Special thanks goes out to Tom Weirdo Norcutt, who dropped out of the sky right in here. Hey, what's going on next week, Diver Dan?
Next week, the people wanted it. We're going to give it to them. Snuff Radio.
All right, snuff them. Interview with the author of the Bermuda Triangle, if they find his plane.
And Sylvester Stallone attempts an amazing juggling act with a wounded lion and a tangerine.
Yes, it's a real celebrity parade with Bianca Jagger.
What?
I just wanted to drop a name. You know. Hey, the Smothers Brothers reunion. Joe and Fred Smothers together again, the forgotten part of the family, and a tour of Leonard Nimoy's air conditioning system. Hey, there's Leonard Nimoy's air conditioning system now.
Sounding better than it has in years.
If it isn't love, that's a lot of BTUs.
There are no reasons for the
that's cool.
I say, I never see the light. The beauty, 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 beauty in those eyes.
He comes close every week.
Yes.
There would be no moon, no stars within the sky.
It's been fun, Diver Dan.
If it isn't all.
Where?
Then you're
oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above, up above. Bloody dee. Only know I adore you. So tell me this. What is this thing here got me like this? Mercy, if it isn't love, yeah!